Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30%. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In a hushed courtroom, Lucy Letby, a 33-year-old neonatal nurse originally from Hereford, faced the harrowing task of recounting the abrupt and tragic demise of a twin baby boy under her care. Accused of the unthinkable act of murdering 7 infants and attempting to murder an additional 10 at the Countess of Chester Hospital within a 1-year span from June 2015 to June 2016, she vehemently denied all charges. The second day on the witness stand was as grueling as it was emotional for Letby. Her voice trembled as she described the events of that fateful day. It was as if the world had suddenly thrown us into a horrifying nightmare. It was my first time meeting baby A and his parents. It hit me like a ton of bricks. As the designated nurse, Letby was responsible for the heart-wrenching task of making impressions of the baby's hands and feet for a memory box after his passing. At the request of the grieving parents, she also made prints of his twin sister. Ben Myers, KC, Letby's barrister, probed her about the emotional impact of baby as untimely demise on June 8, 2015. Yes, it did, she responded, her voice barely above a whisper. As Myers pressed her about the accusations of her involvement, she vehemently denied it. No, she stated firmly, her voice resonating in the silent courtroom. The unimaginable ordeal of facing such allegations was clearly torturous for Letby. It's unbearable, she confessed. That night, I wasn't even scheduled to work. Stumbling into such a dreadful situation was a complete shock. Evidence presented at the Manchester Crown Court pointed to baby as sudden collapse shortly after being connected to a glucose solution feed under the supervision of Letby and a fellow nurse, Melanie Taylor. Letby's chilling recollection of the infant turning ghostly pale and ceasing to breathe sent shivers down the spines of everyone present. Despite immediate crash call and relentless resuscitation attempts, baby as life tragically slipped away just before 9 p.m. As the next morning dawned, Letby received a WhatsApp message from a nursing colleague, praising her for her strength and performance during the crisis. The compliment, rather than providing comfort, seemed to serve as a haunting reminder of the devastating loss. In the chaotic aftermath, Letby admitted to frequent exchanging messages with her colleagues. Living alone and without formal support at her workplace, she leaned on these digital interactions as her primary source of solace. "We were all constantly in touch with each other outside of work," she confessed. Letby acknowledged her curiosity-driven Facebook searches on baby as mother in the days following his death. "I wanted to see the faces behind the horrific event," she explained, her voice heavy with regret. "They were constantly on my mind." Her memory of the events leading to the collapse of baby B was hazy. She recalled the baby's skin turning unusually mottled and dark, a concern that was heightened given baby as death the previous night. Despite rushing to fetch a camera to document the anomaly, by the time she returned, baby B's skin had regained its normal color, erasing any evidence of the alarming symptom. Further testimonies revealed the tragic death of baby C, born on June 10, who passed away 4 days later. Letby could not recall the circumstances leading to his fatal collapse, only that it had been a normal shift until that point. She remembered being called by her nursing colleague, Sophie Ellis, to attend to baby C, who was apneic and in dire need of respiratory support. As the trial progressed, Letby was questioned about WhatsApp conversations she had exchanged with a nursery assistant, Jennifer Jones Key, in the days following baby C's death. In these messages, Letby expressed a profound sense of guilt and sadness. Jones Key had tried to comfort her, advising her to take a break and to not let the tragic events consume her. Letby, drawing strength from a past experience at Liverpool Women's Hospital where she had lost a baby, emphasized the importance of returning to the nursery after a tragedy. Throughout the trial, Letby was repeatedly questioned about her alleged actions and intent. Did she have any desire to harm any child? Did she want the loss of a baby to occur? Her answer was always an emphatic no. The magnitude of the parents' pain was not lost on Letby. She admitted that their suffering was beyond her comprehension. "It's unimaginable," she said, her voice choked with emotion. The high stakes, intense atmosphere of the trial seemed to affect Letby, who startled easily at any unexpected noise in the courtroom. Her barrister noticed her growing unease and gently probed her about it. Letby confessed that her heightened sensitivity was a result of post-traumatic stress disorder she has been battling since her initial arrest in July 2018. The trial's grim narrative continued with the account of baby D, who suffered three collapses before passing away at 4:25 p.m. on June 22. Letby, questioned about a conversation with baby D's mother the day before the collapses, admitted she did not recall it. The question of her presence at the unit during that time was further complicated by a WhatsApp message sent from her phone suggesting she was about to start a night shift, and swipe data recording her arrival at the unit later. Letby's memory failed her again when asked about baby E, who was reportedly found screaming and with fresh blood around his mouth. She denied any such recollection and also refuted the mother's assertion that she had been asked to leave the unit. The horrifying image of baby E bleeding profusely from his mouth and nose during the resuscitation attempts haunted her memories. She wept openly in the witness box as she recalled dressing the deceased infant in a gown from the unit and taking photos of him with two small teddy bears, one for him and the other for his twin brother, baby F. When asked if she had any intention of causing further harm to baby F, Letby's answer was a resounding no. She read aloud from a medical note she had written about the infant, highlighting a moment of joy when baby F opened his eyes for the first time. Again, when questioned if she had harmed him in any way, she maintained her innocence. As the grueling day of testimony came to a close, Letby was asked about her ultimate goal in her role as a neonatal nurse. Her response was simple and heart-wrenching: to care for him, to get him ready to go home. Her voice, though strained from the emotional ordeal, resonated with sincerity. It was a testament to her commitment to her profession, her dedication to the smallest and most vulnerable of patients under her care. The jury and all present in the courtroom fell silent, absorbing the raw emotion of her words. As the trial progressed, the life that Letby once knew seemed to dissolve into a distant memory. Here was a woman who had chosen a career that demanded strength, compassion, and an unwavering dedication to the sanctity of life. Yet, she found herself in the most unimaginable circumstances, accused of the most heinous crimes against those she had pledged to protect. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.